Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? Coming to you live. What are you doing? Coming to you live. Take it under the table. Coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. A lot of things to talk about. If I can get the knucklehead to pick up the damn headset off the floor. Oh, my God. You know, all those sayings,
hey,
you know, with what the hell? You're such an idiot.
What are you talking about?
Well, first and foremost, we got to get something out of the way.
All right.
Okay. Last night, we do have a great schedule. Kim Green's coming on from the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete. Huge announcement was made yesterday. Saturday night of race week, some guy by the name of Brett Michaels will be performing. Pretty cool.
Nice.
Landon Quiñones from the UFC, who fights this weekend, scheduled to be on along with Gilbert Urbina. But we need to clear the air.
All right.
Okay.
What would you like to
first and foremost,
speak on?
We went to the Tampa Bay food fight last night.
Always a great event.
Honestly, last night was the best of all time.
Star-studded event.
Yeah, well, it's not even that. I only care about one thing and one thing only. The Metropolitan food. Ministries.
Oh, you do.
You know, the charity and why we were there.
Sure.
Now, the premise of said event is the food.
Right.
Okay. And it's always good.
For sure.
It's always good.
Never had a bad meal there.
Last night was the greatest night of the Tampa Bay Food Fest.
Okay.
The food last night was incredible.
It was.
You know, in years past, you know, they do these votings and what's the best. And honestly, in years past, I thought it was relatively easy. You know, the one stuck out.
Right.
Last night, I would say there was 10 or 15 that could have been the ultimate winner.
What was your favorite?
Ocean Prime was outstanding.
What was their dish?
That was, I think it was pork. I don't even know. It was so good.
Sliced pork.
Oh,
the three
slices. I went over and I told the guy, I said, you don't know me. I travel the world. I look for places, you know, to eat. You guys just kicked butt. And I think it was one of the sports teams that had the full shrimp. You know, the big long ones.
Yeah.
What are they called?
The Lightning. Yeah.
Yeah, like Logenstina or whatever they're called.
I think that was the Lightning. Catering.
I thought Pinellas had it won.
Okay.
Now, I only thought Pinellas had it won because I started on the Pinellas side.
It's true.
You know, that's where our table was. And that's the way to go in years future.
You get that first table.
Get that table. It doesn't have to be the first one.
Right. But that's a great, because you're right in between.
Just to have a table.
Hang out.
Right. So you don't have to hold, you know. So outstanding. All right. So there was an incident last night.
Okay.
There was one of those 360 photo booths.
Oh, those are nice. I like those.
Well, some are better than others.
Okay.
some work better than others. So we walk over there, the moron across from me and the moron across from him. And so the people before us put on boxing gloves. They had glasses. They had all this other ridiculous stuff. And they had,
it was a food fight.
So they went back to back. So that's not a food fight.
Right.
Or a fight.
Or it's not a face-off.
So the idiot across from me and the idiot across from him decides to look at each other. Now, after looking at the video, we need to discuss some things. But first, I'm going to tell you what happened. And then I reached out to the boxing commission and I applied. I submitted the video, you know, which we do have.
Okay.
So anybody who wouldn't think that it kind of got out of hand, it went from like a touch, like a pinky touch to a little. I mean, the first punch he threw was an uppercut. I mean, it's not like it was a love tap. It was an uppercut to the gut. And so it got harder. It got harder. It got uglier. And then it appeared as we were talking that I was knocked to the ground. Now, I will say this much. As I knew that I was getting ready to go backwards, I looked where that thing is that goes around in circles.
Right.
You know, because I didn't want to, you know, I was trying to go before or after. Well, as I eventually went back, I went on it. And I don't know if it was broken or if they replaced it.
It was replaced.
Okay.
They brought another one. another guy came.
they brought in reinforcements.
To bring another pole.
All right. So it was brought to my attention that you thought, and you even said when you were in some stupid meeting before, about me getting beat up.
Yes.
Okay. Little blood.
Yeah.
You know, so you know that there was
an action. Could have been a doctor stoppage. I mean, we could have called Davidson. Found out if...
I'm not calling Davidson.
Well, I mean, we could have taken a look. I mean... We trust his opinion.
No, I didn't even know. Okay. Matter of fact, when I walked by later, the guy goes, hey, I got your glasses. I didn't even know I was wearing glasses. All right. So then, as people thought it was funny, they sent me the video. Okay. There's some things that needs to be aired out. There's some differences.
Okay.
And your answers could determine if you're going to Vegas next week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, well, first of all, the Boxing Commission has seen it, and they have overruled.
Okay,
just so you know. First of all, you in a, what do you call it? Passive-aggressive. You were passive-aggressive.
Passive-aggressive.
So you were passive-aggressive getting on the podium.
Okay.
So if you see where you started, okay, how you had your feet on that podium, and my heels were off.
Okay.
Because you didn't give me enough room to get on the podium.
Oh.
Smart move. I'm not saying it's a bad move.
Okay.
It's a typical passive aggressive, took advantage of your reach.
Oh, I dismounted. I mean, I dismounted early.
Hold on.
Okay.
What'd you say?
I dismounted early.
Steven? Okay. Say it one more time.
I dismounted early.
Okay. And that's what I appealed to the Boxing Commission for.
That I jumped off the platform first.
Yeah,
it wasn't a sumo wrestling.
Who said it wasn't? It was sumo rules.
It wasn't a wrestling. Like, not if you step outside the circle, you're disqualified.
Absolutely.
No way.
According to the Florida State Athletic Commission, who sanctions all 360 rotated photo booths,
boxing events.
We'll get to the boxing event you sent me. I thought I won by disqualification.
Okay.
That was my original.
There were no elbows. I mean, this isn't Matt Hamill.
Well, there started John Jones. To be. There started to be. My elbow was coming.
We threw some.
I started to. But towards the end.
But I didn't know 10, 12, and 6, you know, even though that's not illegal now in the rule set, right?
But it was legal. No. Everything that happened last night was legal.
Right.
It started from tic tac toe and went to risk.
Did you notice that I used those long shrimp you spoke of as mouthpieces, like as a mouth guard? I had one shrimp on the top of teeth and then one shrimp on the bottom teeth.
Well, I didn't even look at you because you are an idiot. So, like I said, I thought I won by disqualification.
Okay.
I thought that all night long. And through emails and phone calls to the commission, to our producer, Steve, to numerous people, after rewatching the video, I did not win by disqualification.
Oh.
I won. Period.
How did you win?
Because you left the podium first. Sumo wrestling rules.
Well, I was going to get my trophy. I was first.
Then stupidity.
It's like Survivor. It's like the race. It's like a great American race. You got to be the first one to capture the flag.
Okay. Except for the fans, the people, and the commission have spoken.
Okay.
You left the podium first. You know, I did ask. I wasn't trying to be, let's see, who's the whiner in the combat world?
Chael Sonnen.
Okay. I don't think Chael is, but you said Chael. You know, I did originally bring up how you positioned your feet and you made me, you know, be further back from the podium. And it blatantly shows, you know, my whole foot, my whole 12 inches was not on the podium. You know, the back heel was off. So I was already leaning off because of your genius
strategy.
Your genius strategy. I never thought, you know, I thought, all right, we're going to tap. But I know that you got mad. You cried. You acted like a child. when I wore the red gloves.
You did wear my gloves. I mean, red is my thing.
Yeah, it's mine too.
My color.
It's mine too.
But I still feel like I'm 1-0. I feel like my record is still 1-0.
Okay. Well, if you need the producer to come on,
and I'm ready to like defend it. I'm now. There's a new sport that I'm fascinated with called car jiu-jitsu, and so I'm ready. I wore my jiu-jitsu outfit.
Yeah, I see.
I've got my mission white belt on, so I'm ready to. You don't want none of this. Go outside in the car on break.
Hey, we can do whatever.
First one to get out wins.
Well, see, now, again, if that's the rules. That's the rules. Okay, well, last night, that was not the rules.
They were not stated beforehand. There was no rule, like, who got on first.
Okay, first of all, don't be stupid your whole life. Okay? Okay? Know the rules before you accept a challenge.
Now, what was the best part of said incident last night, in your opinion? What was the funniest? I got two. There's two things that stand out in my mind of what makes that such an epic.
Yeah, me falling backwards was probably the...
Well, first, to start it off, the gentleman who owns the 360
photo booth... Well, he wasn't there.
The guy who's running...
Okay, that's different.
Said, hey, guys, please scan the QR code to support my small local business. And I'm like, that's a great... Dude, this is, what a great concept, man. This is awesome. And then you proceeded to break it about 3 minutes later. And then secondly...
Well, hold on a second. Hold on. And again, you need to be careful how you're going to answer this question.
All right.
Because I argue with you all the time.
Of course.
This show is not we. Right. It's not we.
Right. It's us.
No, it's not. It's. But how come when you have something to do with breaking something, that it's not us or we?
I got to share that well. But here's something did happen last night that might change our future relationship.
Good.
Do you know what that is? So I did show a sign of not being loyal. I did show.
Well, that's normal, though.
No,
I don't.
I'm way too loyal. But here's the thing: as we're standing there at the entrance at the first table, and you're speaking to the director from the Metropolitan Ministries that we were a sponsor of, and how excited she was for the event, and when the doors opened at 6, we're the first ones in.
We were not.
Well, we were second because
somebody went in first, right? So we were not first.
But we were close to first. And then the lady goes, you guys aren't going to believe this. Like, some guy fell and broke the photo booth. The thing hasn't even started yet. The event's not even, started and started broken. And I turned my head.
She said, she told me.
In shame.
Yeah.
She started to walk away. I mean, I was like, oh, that's not... And then I hear from, the back, I hear, oh, yeah, you know who that guy is? She's like, no, who? And you're like, it's this guy.
I said it was this guy.
And you pointed at yourself. Man, it was classic.
Yeah, but, well, now I have a new sponsor.
Yeah, who's that?
The 360 photo book.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're going to do some things together.
I told you to share information. I was like, hey, that's, it's kind of like if you see somebody hit somebody's car in a parking lot.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, hey, here's this. No, you leave a note like, hey, I'm pretending to leave my insurance because
right, but you I don't run. Have insurance. No, you come to me and go, we need to get him on the radio. Here's our station address. Here's our...
Yeah. I mean, I feel bad. We should get him a new pole or something.
You can get him new whatever you want.
Because he had to get duct tape, and he's like, over there. Took an hour. It was like an hour into the event before everybody else got to go. But it was an amazing event. Obviously, it's great to see Titus O'Neil, as always, all the... local restaurant owners and chefs, and it was an awesome, awesome time.
Final thing, and then we have to hit this break. So I go home, and I literally was in a food coma.
Oh, yeah.
And the owner of the Hendrick Hotel called, and I spoke to him, and the race car is ready and everything for what we're going to do at the Speedway and all that stuff next week. We're doing that on Monday. I said, God, I'm in a food coma. He goes, I've seen you eat.
Yeah.
You can't be in a food coma. I said, no, dude. I just woke up.
Yeah, well, that's because you got knocked out.
I did. Coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. I am 1-0 in these fisticles. We may be doing another. I may give them the opportunity. Steve, we'll discuss it.
Unlock the car. We got to go practice.
When we return, we will discuss how I may attempt to let Matt... go 1-1 and become 500. Coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be right back.
The San Francisco Giants, the Cleveland Indians, the Texas Rangers, the San Diego Padres, the New York Yankees, the Atlanta Braves, the Seattle Mariners, and the Kansas City Royals. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Experience the future of home comfort with Cool Breeze AC. Call them today at 727-954-3605 and let Mitch, Jimmy, and their team transform your living space into a haven of comfort.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Cabbage from the UFC, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. Was trying to jam to that song a little bit.
Oh yeah, what was that song?
I like getting down to songs, to music. Now that I've learned that lyrics have meanings.
That's kind of what songs are.
I never really knew that until.
That's why they call people who make them artists, because it's an expression of their thoughts and their feelings and their experiences and their life.
So something that I did have privy to, and I didn't tell a soul. But now that David Feldman has posted a photo.
With Damon.
His name's Dana White.
Dana White.
Yeah, okay. Dana White. He didn't have a meeting with his brother, Damon. Okay. He had a meeting with Dana White.
Dana White. Are they brothers now?
We'll see what's in the contract.
I mean, what do you think? 300's coming up?
That'll have nothing to
do. Will McGregor Perry? Will we see that fight?
No.
Why would they get together? Why would the two bosses get together?
Because maybe they're going to acquire whatever is left of BKFC. Nobody really, I don't know the percentage, when they had made the deal with Triller and all that.
Oh.
They could be bringing them in. And like I told you, and I still think it's one of my best bits, but because it was honest, when I said the only way that Bellator PFL could get bigger is by acquiring, by joining one company, and that one, the only way you get bigger than the UFC is joining the UFC.
Right.
Right.
Do you think it was a sit down to like discuss buyout or partnership, or was it to like structure a fight between two different promotions?
No. First of all, in my opinion, even though Dana has done it one time that I know of, when
McGregor fought Chuck Mayweather.
Well, but that's different.
Was it?
Yeah. I mean, because it wasn't even really related. It's one thing for somebody to go outside you know, because it sticks with what I say that, you know, a boxer, if an MMA fighter goes into the boxing, it doesn't affect the MMA thing. Because most people with a semi-brain, MMA is different from boxing.
Right.
It's when you do MMA. So it's like when you sit, now what they're doing, even though this would have never happened before, and I don't care what anybody says, this Bellator-PFL merger, the champions are fighting each other.
Right.
That's awesome.
Sure.
But you wouldn't find before this, even though Scott Coker said he was always up for it. We know Ray Sefo, blah, blah, blah. Dana sent Chuck over, you know, to Pride that one time. When you are the biggest, when you're the gorilla in the room,
right?
It's a lose-lose.
Right.
There is nothing that the UFC could gain by fighting somebody in another organization. And all that can do is help the other organization. Even if it was a Mike Perry Connor, with Mike Perry being an ex-UFC.
Would that be the biggest fight of all time?
No.
Really?
Yeah. In what, MMA or
bare knuckle? Just in spectator, like just as like the fan side of things. Like
no. Conor McGregor's next fight is the biggest fight ever.
Because Conor McGregor.
Because it's Conor McGregor. Right.
Doesn't matter who he is.
He brings that whole thing to the table.
Right.
So it doesn't matter, you know, whether it's Mike Perry, it's Michael Chandler, it's Jose Aldo.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I wish this guy was at the food fight last night. We had a 360 photo booth that went down, and we could have used some help.
He's putting. He's got a screwdriver out. He's got a hammer on top of his head to hold up the screen.
Can you fix hips? Because the host of the show fell last night. We need a couple extra screws.
Okay.
I was worried about your health.
Like Hold on a second. We have it on. You just said I fell.
You did.
Okay. It wasn't a knockout. It wasn't a knockdown. It wasn't a punch.
TKO.
Well, no, because you said I fell. It's a non.
Well, we counted to knockdown. Eight. It was a standing eight count.
Yeah, because all you people wouldn't get out of my way. You
didn't get up.
I'm trying to get up. Really? I've got you. Your wife is there. I had the pelican from the Rowdies trying to help me up. The dude who's running the thing.
All four of the Ninja Turtles got up before you did, and they were on their back.
Because I couldn't get you all away from me. I was fine.
We were helping you.
No, we
saw a Navy vet go down. We're like, oh, we got to save him. And then I'm going to get a Purple Heart. Speaking of Purple Hearts.
You don't even have a heart. What do you mean purple?
Speaking of Purple Hearts, Israel Del Toro reached out. He'll be in Vegas next week. So Media Row, he said he'll swing by and check in.
Yeah, we'll have to check our schedule with the producer first. Let's run down real quickly before we hit the break. And then when we come back, Kim Green from the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete. Our show's next week.
Yes.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we will be on from 12 to 4 Eastern Standard Time.
Beautiful.
Which is 9 to 1 Pacific Standard Time.
Makes sense.
Friday, we're going to mix it up a little.
Okay.
You know, we can sleep in late on Thursday.
Oh, whole extra hour.
Quite a bit. I mean, we will be live from 2 to 5.
Oh, okay.
Okay, which is 11 to 2. And then we're going to call it a day, but we have a lot of stuff going on. Friday night is the UFC slap. I applied for tickets on Monday for Steve, myself, and the Hendrick team to go to Tape Face.
Oh, Tape Face. What is that?
It's a comedian, Tape Face.
Oh, okay. We could use some of that to fix that.
Yeah, guess what? He has tape over his mouth.
No
that's,
question.
That's who he is.
Love it.
So, yeah. So that's our show. Our show schedule. We've already had some people reach out to come on. We have a offensive lineman from the Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay.
Can't wait because he plays right next door.
Is it a pizza guy?
To Alex Kappa. No, Alex.
Oh, it's Alex. Not Kappa.
No, Kappa's not coming.
All right.
Kappa only came last year because it was in his city. He lives in Phoenix. And my show.
Our show.
No. Now it's ours again.
What is it called? The show.
No, my show.
No, it's the show.
Really? Interesting.
I don't see Randy Harris on the logo.
Where do you see the new banner? Yeah.
Is there Randy Harris on there?
It does.
Dang.
It's like in the corners. It's I'm going to start pretending I'm you.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Yeah. Pat myself on the back, that extra stuff.
Well, when you're the champion, you can do that.
I am the champion. I'm 1-0.
No, you didn't get back up. Boxing, you got to get up. Like at least Tyson Fury.
All right. I know we don't have another microphone, but real quickly. No.
You set that up with him. I'm telling you, like, remember Tyson Fury when he got knocked out and he was laying unconscious on the mat And then at the 8 count, he just like hovered Undertaker. Back to life.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't hover back to life.
Because you people held me down.
Oh, no.
Like I said, I mean, this is proven. Producer has already agreed.
Okay.
The boxing commission has already agreed.
Who won the fight, Steve?
Go ahead.
Randy won.
Yeah. Why? Why did he win?
Because all these new sports coming about.
See.
The new sport. Explain.
Anyway, he needs a mic or it's dead air. Go ahead. Give him your mic. Go ahead. Say it into the mic and then we have to hit this break. So you were there last night. You were the producer of this program. I've also have the same information from the boxing commission, but go ahead.
It's a brand new sport, one of the new evolving sports. You tell me what the name of the sport is, okay? So it's a new sport.
It's the revolving sport.
The revolving sport.
Right,
exactly. So we adapt some rules from one sport and some from another. Sumo wrestling, you're out.
Out.
You're out.
You lost. It don't matter. You don't have a microphone, so just stop. It's over. Get over it. You need to maybe you want to do the car one? We'll do the car one. But right now, in knockout radio record book, you are 0-1. And I may just keep it that way so that you can stay the loser that you are.
You're the Matt Hamill of knockout radio.
No, because I didn't win by DQ.
Technicality.
There is no technicality.
There's no rules.
What do you mean?
There's no rules.
I just told you the rules.
I've never heard of the sport of revolving boxing.
You should have read. You refused to sign the waiver, and on the waiver it had the list of rules, and you blew it. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. Headed to do the Vegas area, Las Vegas next week, but right now in the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sean Salisbury with ESPN, talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh, my. Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh, my. For all of your banners, car wraps, and printing, call Compass Banners, Printing, and Wraps at 727-522-7414 for all your signage and promotional needs. Every sign tells a story. Every wrap makes a statement. Find us on Facebook. Visit our website at compassbanners.com or call 727-522-7414. Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh, my.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is
Winnie the Pooh, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back, coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. This is Knockout Radio. A lot of things coming up. We've got the Super Bowl next week, yes. Covering the Daytona 500 after that. And then before you know it, it's March. And you know what's in March.
Race season, baby.
It is. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete right around the corner. Let's welcome. He's kind of part of the show.
Yeah.
You know, every year we should have him on, obviously, more often. Kim Green. Kim, how are you?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
We appreciate your time. And like I said, it seems like the race was yesterday, and now the race is just a couple weeks away.
Yeah, it's funny. It's coming up fast, and we've got a team in town here already building the grandstands. We own all the grandstand structures, so they started on that. Next Tuesday, I will put in our marina, which we put in for the boats. And then the racetrack build doesn't start until actually the 19th of February. Then we go at it, basically, and put all the various racetrack block and fence around the city streets, and it's time to go racing.
Then it's time to go racing. Let's talk about, I saw in one of the press releases about the winners, and you're trying to get all of the winners, except for, unfortunately, you know, the one, Dan Weldon. Is that going to happen, and is there going to be, you know, photo opportunities? And, I mean, that's pretty cool.
Well, our plan, and there should be an announcement later in the week, I think we just got the final piece of information today, is we are, it'll get announced hopefully within this week. We're going to do a 20th anniversary Grand Prix celebration gala, and that will be at the Mahaffey Theater, and be celebrating the 20 years and hopefully all the available winners, which is only really 12 or 13, and Dan will be wonderfully represented by his wife, Susie.
Absolutely.
And so we're going to, a big part of that will be, it'll replace what has traditionally been on a Friday night, the IndyCar Welcome Party, where IndyCar entertains its teams and its sponsors, and we're pulling that down into the Mahaffey, be a combination of a celebration of a typical welcome to the season. And then we're going to open up quite a lot of tickets for the public to buy, and it'll be a heavy or appetizer, all-inclusive evening. We are wanting to raise money for a local charity, and we're just ready to sort of pretty close to naming. It'd be type of a youth charity that the city supports, and we'll all support. We want to try and raise, man, if we can raise six figures. We would hope we can, and put some more back into the community over and above what we already do with the 5K charity. So yeah, we're excited about that. And then what I don't think we've quite announced it, if we may have yet. But Saturday night, we may have already announced, we're going to have a concert free for all ticket holders for the Saturday on site. And it'll be the guy that used to be the lead guitarist at Poison. And I think his name is Matt Phillips. I think that's going to be on that, right?
No, it's Brett.
Brett Michaels. I got it close. Brett Michaels. I know him. I'm just not I'm so embarrassed, Brett. I'll have to apologize to him personally. He's supposed to have an exciting show these days. I'm just not the music guy that I listen to music every day and remember who's playing. I love music. I love it. Love it to pieces. But I think that's going to be a great Saturday evening show. And that'll be on the plaza between the Mahaffey and the Dali. And so we'll have all the various beverages available there. And again, we just want to give something back to the people that have helped us support the race over the years, and anybody that wants to come in and can buy a ticket for the Saturday and come in and watch it. So we're super excited about that.
Let me tell you, we always open the week off.
Yeah.
Kim, let me tell you this about Brett Michaels. So we just recently saw him on his tour, his big party tour. A, you will not find a nicer human being on the planet. Two, you will not find a better show than what he puts on. This is phenomenal. When I got the press release yesterday, I called the team. I'm like, look, at Brett Michaels is coming and being part of the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete. This is huge. Trust me.
That's great knowledge, and that's great news. You know, We put a couple of country guys on out in Portland on the Xfinity weekend, and I think we did it too late. They were both great. We just didn't get the response out of it we were hoping for. This one really is more of a give back to the community. If you've got a three-day weekend ticket or a Saturday ticket, you're already welcome. If you want to come out for Saturday, Saturday tickets are not crazy, and come and join the fifth. There's obviously a lot of racetrack activity as well. So in addition, on the Thursday, the tradition in the last couple of years, Party in the Park downtown and Straub Park will drag quite a lot of the race cars down there, have them on display, lots of activities for the general public just to show up and have fun. And then we launched the 5K from that same location, where you can run the racetrack, and we're raising money to support the Police Athletic League of St. Petersburg, known as PAL. And Kevin Savery and myself, the owners of the company, are big believers in supporting PAL. It's a great inner-city youth program that is supported by the police department, who obviously play a very big role in helping us execute on the event. So, no, it's we've got great on-track stuff. I think it's going to be... Ticket sales are good, strong, fantastic. The final push is what you guys can help deliver for the weather.
Well, we're on it. We have a direct line to that. But also, I saw that you're even adding to that. You know, every year we talk about it, and how do you make it bigger? How do you make it better? And you're launching something else, which I think is absolutely amazing. Talk about the Rookie Racers program.
Yes, we've used that, and that came up. It was an idea of one of our public relations department girls out of Canada originally. And we launched it in at the races in Ohio and Canada, and it's where we have all local kids can join it, and they come and be part of the pre-race. So we end up having them form a line and do a meet and greet with the drivers after the drivers get introduced and go off the stage, and then the drivers go on and do a parade lap, and the kids do a great job. It's been fantastic that we've added it, and we think it's time to add it here. We think it'd be the way Victory Circle's working, we think we can integrate it really well. So we're excited about that. We're also going to have a new sports car racing series on track, which I think a lot of people would love, that have especially just watched Daytona over the weekend. So I think that's going to be interesting. So it's the what was probably LMP3 last year. And they're the prototype cars with the Gibson V8 engines. And that's all one class. They're going to do a couple of races for us, both on Saturday with some practice and qualifying on Friday. I think that's going to be great. Sports cars, to me, I love them. And alongside the Road to Indy with USF 2000, Pro 2000, then the NXT series is growing fast. So the guys that want to step up to the IndyCar, they'll be very strong. And as usual, our IndyCar guys is going to be super competitive. And I'm looking forward to seeing them on track for the first
of the season. So Kim, I've been with you guys for a long, a couple of years now. Is it true that the St. Pete Grand Prix is the kickoff for the race season for the league? Is it always kicks off and starts in St. Pete, but yet in 2020 they did it in October? It was to finish the circuit. So any thoughts of ever bringing it back for like a fall event or changing the location in the season?
Firstly, spring and the area we have it in March, and we like to be right about where we are, typically provides us pretty good weather. We have found when we drift into late March or early April, we're a bit more prone to rain, which we don't like, obviously, too much. We did the October race because of COVID, so the March race got cancelled on the Friday when we fired up the engines, basically. And the city worked with us, the airport worked with us, to be able to leave quite a lot of the superstructure for the grandstands up. And then obviously, IndyCar, in trying to fulfill a season that had a lot of questions, that were trying to get races in and asked us, would we put the race on in October? So we worked very closely with the city. We designed implemented a COVID plan of how many people we could have, which was, I think, only maybe 10 or 20,000 per day, I don't remember the number. But that COVID plan was ended up being adopted at most racetracks around during 2020. And we had the same sort of limitation in 2021 for attendees. The 2020 and 2021 were pretty tough years. The October race is always the challenge and the question in the back of our mind. And if I remember the day, the week we launched the original 2005 announcement with the mayor of St. Petersburg at the time, and we were going to put him in a two-seater and all sorts of things on the streets of St. Petersburg. A hurricane was on the way. So he had to leave. And so that's the problem. You get into hurricane season, July, really through November. So you're at risk. And we don't want to put our fans in any danger, of course. And nowadays, everybody are weather watchers. And in Florida, people are bigger weather watchers than other parts of the country. So if rain is too risky and for us. I think, would we consider something again? I think if we did two races a year, I'm not sure that we could accomplish that with everything the city's got going on. The city's super busy. That's why we've compressed the build schedule a bunch to try and just make sure we're helping the city in its normal day of being open to the public. Downtown doesn't really get affected by the race. We don't really get to the main restaurant area. And every restaurant usually does the best week in business. All the hotels get sold out. We've done an economic impact study recently, and we're well over the $60 million in economic impact for the event. So that's fabulous for the community. The city is really, really embraces the race. So the city departments, the administration, are very good to work with. They understand what it does and how we've helped along, and our TV partners and you guys on radio, NBC and prior to the ABC, do a great job of showing the aerial view of St. Petersburg, which is gorgeous. And I think, you know, worldwide telecast, we've made a little bit of the resurgence of St. Pete in the last 20 years, and we're happy to take that pat on the back. But we want to try, we're also trying to be creative on how we can make it bigger and better. It's hard to get bigger, the footprint. It's somewhat the footprint, so it's difficult to get it any bigger. But it's certainly the most fun event we put on every year for a street race. We obviously in a street race, you've got a lot of organizing, a lot of stuff to come together, and we've got a great team that helps us do it these days. So it's not set and forget, but it's a lot less challenging than it was when we first started.
And yes, you do have a great team. Year in and year out, this race this weekend is absolutely phenomenal. I know that we're going to be giving away some tickets, but for those people that are not going to be fortunate enough to win, they can always go purchase. So let everybody know where they can go purchase before it's sold out.
Well, certainly gpstpete.com, and we're doing a lot more of this electronically these days. And there's, the race event is a 3-day event. If you're anywhere near your local Firestone store, probably a Tires Plus, or maybe one of the Crown dealerships over the next few weeks, there'll be a few Friday tickets going. Friday's a great day to even come out and pay. I think it's the $20 general admission, because on a Friday, you can sit in any of the grandstands and get a view of what's going on the track. And we're green flag on Friday from 9 a.m. all the way through 6:15 p.m., and there's great vantage points. Reserve grand seats kick in on Saturday and Sunday, and we have an on-site ticket office that you can buy, or gpstpete.com is the best way to get stuff, because we're doing, like everything, we're going much more electronic and less paper, and much easier for people to have things on their phones these days to check in. And always fabulous food and exhibits and beverage and you know, we just, again, the rest of it really somewhat up to the city and the mayor and the chamber and you guys to please get us some nice weather. We should probably bribe all the Weather Channel guys around town that it's not going to rain, but we're obviously not going to go very far doing that. They're too honest. But, it's a good time of year usually, and it's every year I look forward to it. It's a great event.
Absolutely. We cannot wait. As always, Kim, thank you very much for your time. Let's talk again before the race. And then before you know it, it's going to be early March, and it'll be time to go racing.
Hey, no problem, guys. Just reach out. Happy to.
Take care. That is Kim Green from the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg. And I remember going basically to all of them.
Yeah.
You know, the athlete formerly known as Bruce Jenner was here 1 year.
Yeah.
That's where I ran into Gene Simmons.
Oh.
We don't know yet who the Grand Marshal's going to be.
Okay.
There's no talent.
Still could be me.
Well,
I have a chance.
No, you don't.
What do you mean?
You don't.
Oh, yeah, I'm not from here. Bert Kirshner was the Grand Marshal of the Gasparilla Parade.
Yeah, for sure. I know that we went a couple minutes on her. Let's go hit that quarter of the hour break real quick, and then we'll come back and shut down hour number one. UFC Loaded, hour number two. This is Knockout Radio. We'll be right back.
This is Matt Ryan from the Atlanta Falcons by way of Boston College. You're listening to my man.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Warren Moon, former NFL quarterback, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Hello again.
Hello. All right, we are back coming to you live from our new home away from home. This is the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility located in Pinellas Park. If you need any AC work done, call them at 2, 3, 4 in the morning at 727-954-3605. Don't do it now. Just don't do it when it's convenient for them.
For them, right? When they're at work, right. And ready to service your AC needs.
Yeah.
Wait till they're asleep.
Right. You know, that way you know you can get that personal service.
Yeah, maybe you can wait till like they're not feeling well and you know you really inconvenience them. Just.
Or like during dinner time.
or during the holidays.
Well, no, you don't want to wait until a holiday. If you need it done, you need it done now.
Christmas morning is a good time to call for AC repair.
Do you think that they would show up dressed as like an elf?
I mean, depending on what they're doing when they got the call. I don't know. Do elves change? Do they have extra clothes? Or is it the same outfit?
Did you see Pro Bowl announcements? Shocking.
I did not.
Travis.
Travis Kelce?
Yeah. Well, have you seen that whole thing? We'll get to that. But added to the Pro Bowl was Wirfs and Baker Mayfield.
Oh, nice.
So, Steve and I will see both of them on Friday.
What about me?
Well, we're leaving you in the parking lot.
I can't. I can't be unattended to.
That's funny. Where did I tell you some stuff off the air?
What did you say?
Huh? I said, that's funny. You can't be left alone. I know, because things happen. Like, you break stuff.
What did I do? I didn't break anything. And I was trying to get, you know, Sebastian, you know, Bordeaux to, you know.
No, I don't know. What are you trying to say?
Get him better, man. Like, he blew up his car last week. So I'm trying to help him.
Yeah, most people, for them to get better, they run from you.
That's cardio.
Well, okay. All right.
That makes me an excellent trainer. Highly motivated to get away from me.
The faster
they run, the more results they get, the better trainer I am.
I reached out to my good friend, Louis Palomino, who fights this weekend down in Fort Lauderdale.
Can we all agree he's got the greatest walkout of all walkouts?
No.
I mean, the drum circle?
No.
It's the greatest walkout, period, official. I mean, that's just a consensus.
No, that's just your opinion.
Well, I'm mine and other people that I know.
And anybody that's listening to this show, we've talked. You know, we talk all the time. Your opinion means nothing.
What are you talking about?
I'm just telling you what the people say.
Name a better walkout than the Louis Palomino.
Well, first of all, I've only seen it one time. Does he do it all the time?
No.
Okay, so his one walkout.
Great.
You're comparing his one walkout.
Look, you're only going to say the juggernaut just because he shot dollar bills out of a machine and you bought a Diet Coke with them.
Okay, part of that is wrong.
Oh.
So if you're going to tell stories, at least get the truth.
Okay, what's the truth?
He didn't shoot anything out of anything. He had some big dude walk in front of him that was flipping them all off like the stacks.
I thought he had the money gun, no. Like with the automated.
No. No.
Okay.
He was stacking it, and it was all flying. And yes, I was dying of thirst. I debated. On media, there's dollar bills on the floor. On media, there's dollar bills on the floor. A Diet Coke's $8. There's dollar bills on the floor. Pick up the dollar bills.
You end up on the floor at all the events you go to. Oh.
We have video. We have video.
Yes, we do.
We have video proof of my victory and your loss.
Could we start that as a competition? Like, if we made that a real competition, take the camera circling around you away, but that's the disc, and if you step off, you're disqualified or you lose, and you fight in a phone booth. I mean, literally in that little pocket.
It is a little pocket. I mean, and we'll decide.
We can make a little event.
You know, but here's the thing, and now I understand what, you know, people like John Jones, you know, all these champions. I understand the pressure now that's on them because it's their decision if they want to defend. Like, I'm 1-0. I'm undefeated.
Okay.
You're 0-1. You've said you've won these other things in the back of the restaurant. We don't have proof of that.
Sure.
The only thing we have proof of.
I have lawsuits.
The only thing that we have proof of is your loss last night. And good for me that it went from a disqualification to a loss.
So no contest.
No, it's a loss. It was a contest and you lost.
Like an NC should be next to it. It should say no condiments. That's the food fight. No, I'm just saying. But no, that'd be my fighting name for going forward. Like Matthew the Defendant. That way you know it's like real. It's like, oh, that guy gets charged a lot.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's good to fight where you don't get charged, you know, where it's a legal fight. Oh. You know, but it's okay. You're handling the loss well.
I feel good.
Well, I've never felt good as losing.
I didn't take any damage. I'm ready to get back in there.
Well, and the beauty is with me is I do have a little mark, so it makes it look like I did participate in something.
Sure.
I've got the win, and I was in a food coma all night. There was nothing better.
So I did look on Facebook Marketplace. We can buy that guy a new machine for $1,250.
First of all, there is no we in this.
They've got one used, so we can maybe put in an offer and be like, hey, my boss broke, you know, a machine. He fell on it.
You do whatever you need to do.
No, it was great, though. It was an epic time. Very fun.
It definitely was interesting.
What else is going on in the combat sport world, Randy? What's new?
UFC returns this weekend. And then obviously they'll be next weekend as well with my fellow Philadelphian, Joe Pfeiffer. I got to hang out with another Philadelphian over the weekend, Mark Long.
Mark
Long. Who in the reality world, and I'm not calling him this because I don't like using the word, but the reality world calls Mark Long a legend.
Okay.
You know, early challenge, early on, I think, Road Rules, Road whatever.
Yep.
But good dude.
Clearwater Beach, I think, is where he lives. Or he did.
Well, no.
He did for a while.
But we hung out. We had some interesting stuff on Friday, Saturday. And we can talk about that over the next 2 hours. Royal Rumble.
Rose here.
We can talk about that. I went to that on Saturday. And then Monday, I went to Raw.
Yeah.
And I learned a very, very, very valuable lesson.
That is?
Don't sit in crappy seats on the floor.
Yeah. Yeah, it used to be floor seats were the most preferred, like the, you know.
Close. You know, if you're close. My good friend, and I got about a minute, my good friend Johnny Fairplay moved up from our section where we're all sitting until he got booted out of Jelly Roll's seat.
Oh, no.
When Jelly showed up, he said, roll your butt out of here. It's my seat.
Wow.
And, yeah, Scott Yeager was sitting like right behind him, my boy from the Challenge podcast. All right, 1 hour down, 2 hours to go. UFC-related hour number two, as we have two guests coming up, Landon Quiones and Gilbert Urbina. Talk to them. We'll fight more about last night's my victory, his loss, and a whole lot of others. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and BioExcel.
I want a drug test.
Test me all you want. We'll be right back.
For me.
Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Dylan Hart Jr., and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.